there really is no debate about whether inclusive environments are better than segregated environments. The research is clear.
I love public education. I think public education is radical. It is that we literally serve everyone.
Disabled people should have their voices heard, and we should be able to tell our own stories.
This is Think Inclusive, real conversations about building schools where every learner belongs. I'm Tim Villegas. Each week, we talk with educators, advocates, and self-advocates who are changing classrooms, campuses, and systems without waiting for permission.
Do you have people that you can dialogue with in really real ways about not only like successes, but also like, I colluded with white supremacy today and I need to reflect and get and do better.
I was so radical growing up for being like, I think men and women are equal. And then now I have a generation being like, ew, you believe in gender? And I'm like, oh God.
We go beyond buzzwords. You'll hear honest reflection, practical strategies, and what actually works, so you can make inclusion the default, not the exception.
The biggest thing that's holding people back from like being able to include students well is the idea of like, it must be done a certain way.
From co-planning to UDL to accessible events and culture change, we ask the questions that lead to actions.
Be really skeptical about whatever we're being told, because it's often in service of some political end. And right now the political end is the dismantling of public education.
And we never forget about the heart of the work, belonging.
You got to do it. You got to feel it. You got to taste it. And then you know what this is about.
If you're an educator committed to inclusive practices and you want clear ideas you can use tomorrow, stories that keep you going, and a community that tells the truth, Think Inclusive is for you. Follow and listen now wherever you get your podcasts. Hold on a second.
You look familiar. You do look familiar.
I think this is so...
Oh my God.
I cannot actually believe this.
Bulione.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Fred Bulione. Now it's on the record. And people are Googling, like, how do I say Fred's last name? It's Bulione, okay, people?